2 days after the historic January 27th protests against the war in Iraq, protests that took place on Capitol Hill, Senator Wayne Allard, a conservative Republican from Colorado, is calling for a congressional investigation. Unfortunately, he is not calling for a congressional investigation into George Bush's lying to Congress to get the war going. No, he is calling for a congressional investigation into why the Capitol Police did not arrest protesters for leaving graffiti on the west steps of the Capitol. Senator Allard claimed to the Washington Post that graffiti was spray painted on the west steps. I was there, I was present at the scene, and I saw only chalk used on the west steps. I saw spray paint graffiti only under the little tent that shields tourists from the rain while they wait in a long line to be searched. Senator, let's get real here. If the Capitol Police had tried to arrest protesters protected by heavy Roman army shields within sight of 500,000 more protesters on the mall, the entire mall protest could have stormed up Capitol Hill, and the Capitol Police would have had no way to keep 500,000 people from taking the floor of Congress except live ammunition. Do you want live ammunition used on Capitol Hill to prevent the entire U.S. Capitol from being taken by 500,000 protesters? That's what you would have gotten if the Capitol Police had tried to attack and arrest 1,000 protesters protected by shields. And why do you tolerate presidents who lie to Congress, who lie to you, who deceive the entire public and commit impeachable offense after impeachable offense in the interest of their war? Yes, there should be a congressional investigation. An investigation into George Bush's lies and impeachable offenses, and it should end in the impeachment of the president and the vice president, and their removal from office, and their having to stand trial before a civilian court and be convicted for war crimes. Senator Allard, do you have any children serving in occupied Iraq with the U.S. military? No, I didn't think so. But why are you so quick to send others off to die and kill? Why are you so quick to support a liar like Bush, who lied to you to start this war? Why are you so quick to send others to wars that you and your family are so safe from?